the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In our epistle reading today, St. Paul makes it clear that the ultimate calling of mankind is to love. Love is an essential virtue that we all must have. It is superseded by no other virtue. And if we do not have love in our hearts, even our spiritual gifts become negated. He makes that very clear in our epistle reading today. And in today's familiar gospel reading, the reading of the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, brings us a sobering reminder of the foolishness and the inferiority in eternal terms of pride and self-absorption over against humility and faithfulness to God and love. The rich man enjoyed his money and his food every day with no regard for his neighbor, Lazarus. Poor Lazarus was starving. He was barely surviving in the clear presence of this rich man. Each and every day, the rich man encountered Lazarus' poverty with indifference because he was addicted to himself. While Lazarus had no money or food and would have delighted to eat the leftovers from the rich man's table, the rich man could only think of himself. Now, since this is a parable, we must understand that the language is figurative. This man's riches could refer to any aspect of plenty: finances, material possessions, popularity, influence over others, physical attractiveness, professional accomplishment, even comfort. Are these things evil unto themselves? No. But when they supplant love, they become evil. In contrast, Lazarus embodies the human being in a state of extreme need and humility. His is a state of deprivation, weakness, and helplessness. The contrast could not be more stark between Lazarus on the one hand and the rich man on the other. But the ultimate and eternal reversal of well-being that awaits him when his earthly life ends, him being Lazarus, is unobtrusively revealed in his very name. The word Lazarus in Hebrew means God is my help. God is my help. And when both men depart the life of this world, their experiences are reversed. Did not our Lord warn us that many who are first will become last, and many who are last will become first in the kingdom of God eternal? Poor Lazarus had no one to help him but God. But in God's economy, humility and love are as precious gold and silver. Lazarus, bearing his cross of suffering, found favor with God and was received warmly in the bosom of Abraham, a place that God has reserved for those who are true sons of Abraham, a place of future blessedness and eternal habitation in communion with the Holy Trinity and all who love God and their fellow man more than themselves. It's a special place. It's a place that we should aspire by the grace of God to find for ourselves. The alternative is horrible. The tragedy of the rich man is that he never learned to love God and his fellow man more than himself. He never learned to embrace the whole world in prayerful love. He was lost in his self-absorption and was a stranger to God. Although he had countless opportunities to find a friend in poor, humble, faithful Lazarus, that could lead him to eternal mansions, he remained hard-hearted and intoxicated by his obsession with himself. His perpetual self-exaltation resulted in his eternal separation from God and those who love God. The tragedy of this contrast is seen in the namelessness of the rich man over against the revered name of Lazarus. For Lazarus and those like him, their memory is eternal because they loved God and obeyed him. The riches of the world truly are not worthy to be compared to the blessedness of the kingdom of God. May we, dearly beloved, follow the example of Lazarus, who depended entirely on God and was rewarded with eternal wealth, which is communion with the Holy Trinity and the saints and the angels for all ages. Has God placed a Lazarus before us? Are we willing to love this person or persons as God loves us? Are we indifferent to their suffering, be it financial, be it that of hunger, or of homelessness, or maybe just feeling depressed, of feeling that nobody cares? May we care. May we bring God's care to people like these. That is being salt and light to a world that is full of hopelessness. May we see the wisdom from God of self-denial. May we learn to love God with all of our heart and our neighbor as ourselves. And in so doing, by the grace and mercy of God, may we find our names eternally remembered. Remembered in the book of life when this life comes to an end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.